Hello and welcome to MultimediaCritics.com. This is Cody coming at you with a review for Dishonored. Now, I'm pretty sure that they actually released some video footage of this game about this time last year. Don't quote me on that. I'm not for sure, but I think that was about the time. I know I've been anticipating this game for a while. I don't know about the rest of you, but for me and a lot of other people, this was one of our most anticipated games of the year. And it's, you know, partially and mainly because it's a new IP. The very first trailer they released, or video that they released, was very intriguing. It was able to keep us very interested in exactly what the game was like. So, as soon as I saw it, I was like, holy cow, this is cool, you know. This looks like a game of the year game for me. And so I've been following it since it started. I'm going to go ahead and put out that there is going to be spoilers in this. So if you do not want to hear any spoilers for the games, please turn off this audio podcast and don't listen to it. But if you want to, go ahead and listen to it. to start things off, one cool thing about this game is that you can play either stealth, where you don't take anybody out, where you're playing the game where you're using non-lethal tactics, where you're not killing them, like choking. You can also use sleep darts, and then later on, you actually get to where you can actually upgrade your compound bow to where you get combat sleeping darts, so that you can actually use them during combat that will actually take effect immediately. Because actually, whenever you shoot them with normal sleeping darts, there's actually kind of a delay. And I think if they're completely aware of you, I think it's a little bit harder to put them to sleep. I have shot some with normal sleeping darts, and they've kind of walked around slowly and fell over. But so it's a lot quicker. I haven't unlocked the combat sleeping darts. I didn't feel the need to. But there's not a whole lot of powers in this game. You feel like that at first, that there's a lacking of powers, like there should have been more. But you know, you can go with this game full throttle. You can, like I said, take the non-lethal route, or you can just go out and kill everybody. There's multiple ways that you can traverse around the game. If you level up your possession up enough, you can, once you unlock it at first, you can essentially take over a rat or a fish and possess their body for a certain period of time, and crawl through the rat holes in the walls, and you can swim around in the water, just kind of like in the river, the little ponds or whatever. There's not, like, I was thinking maybe there's gonna be like piping ways that you could swim through the house or something, but there's not. That would have been cool. I guess that would have been a little too complicated, but nonetheless, it's really fun playing as the fish. So, and then when you level it up to level 2, you can actually possess a person, which is, I didn't level that up. It's a very hard game to level everything up in the first time. They actually made a statement, even if you found all the, I think they said there's no way that you can actually level everything up the first time through. I guess whenever you go back through again, it reloads all the runes and resets them all. I'm not for sure about that. I haven't started my second playthrough. I just finally beat the game. It's taken me quite a while to beat it. It's a very long, hard game. It's one that's definitely challenging. They said that there's actually a trophy for going through the whole game and not killing anybody. That's darn near impossible, in my opinion. I mean, it's just right out of the bat. It's like, how in the world am I supposed to get past this without killing anybody? But so it definitely looks hard to be able to do that. And they weren't kidding, because they said, you know, oh, this is not going to be easy. And even when you're just taking the full throttle, you know, just going out and taking people out, it's not easy either. So I think it would be a little bit harder, though, to go around without killing anybody the entire game. And some of you may be actually asking, okay, you know, we have the trophy, but what about the targets that says, okay, go take this person out? Well, generally speaking, there's usually a way that you can, there's an option dealing with it, that you can either kill the person, get rid of them somehow. You know, you don't, there's different ways with each mission that you can get rid of the person without killing them. For example, the main villain you're going to be against, his showgirl, which is the girl that's, you know, actually giving him the money and supporting him, his main supporter. When you're going on the mission to kill her, you can actually ask around, and there will be a guy that will actually approach you and just tell you, you know, if you bring her down here and you know, just bring her to me, and I'll make sure that she's never seen again. And so they go far away, or you can just come in there and just kill her once you find out which one she is, because she's got two other sisters. And so I think that was kind of cool. And on the first missions of the game, where you're having to take somebody out, this woman approaches you and says, okay, my uncle is going to get poisoned by the guy you're trying to take out, and if I was hoping maybe you would spare his life because he's one of the good ones. And so whenever you get up there, there's two glasses of alcohol. One of them's been poisoned, which is the woman's uncle, Castella, I think is her name, her uncle. And you have a choice of either switching the drinks to where the guy you're trying to kill dies and gets poisoned. You can mix both drinks so they both get poisoned, they both die, they're both out of your way. Or you can just spill the drink on the ground to where neither one of them gets poisoned. And I chose to kill the guy I was supposed to. And when that happened, obviously there were repercussions. The other guy called in the guards, said he's been poisoned. They accused him of killing him, so I had to jump in and save him. So the game's interesting enough with the story, and it's interesting enough with the few times when you have choices like that to see, okay, what happened? You know, what would have happened if I would have killed both of them? What would have happened if I wouldn't have killed either one of them? What would have happened if I would have let that woman's uncle die instead of the other guy that's in power? Because as soon as you kill the guy that's in power, that is your target, they actually increase security dramatically. And so it's, you know, it makes you curious enough to see what would happen if you chose one of the other choices. So you have some pretty cool powers in the game. You have, I think it's called Wind Blast. It's essentially what it's called. You start off to where it will actually select multiple enemies and just shoot this big gust of wind to knock them off their feet. When you level it up to level 2, you get it to where if there's a wall nearby, it will slam them so hard in the wall, it will actually kill them. Then you have a defensive power that's not one that you use whenever. It just automatically is used. Whenever you kill somebody without them knowing it, it actually turns them to ashes to get rid of the body. Then when you level that up, it actually gets to where anytime you kill somebody, their body disappears, no matter how you killed them. Then you also have the rat swarm that they talked about in some of the interviews, which is where it just summons out a, a group of rats, and it's very useful if you have a like two guards you need to take out and you don't have any ammunition and you can't seem to find the right angle to actually kill them or, you know, take them out. You can summon the rats, and if they have guns, you're kind of up a creek without a paddle, because they will actually start shooting at the rats and start killing them in mass amounts when they're shooting at them. But if you're lucky enough, it might be a big enough swarm to actually kill both of them. If there is bodies that you need to get rid of and you don't want to take the time to pick them up and throw them into water where the fish can eat them, or if they're all unconscious, if they're all unconscious and you have the dust thing where it turns them to dust when you surprise them, if you've put them to sleep and they're unconscious, or you've choked them to where they're unconscious, you can actually cut them with your blade and it'll turn them to ashes because you've killed them. And so that's another way you can get rid of people. But once you upgrade the rat swarm, the rat swarm will actually be bigger, it'll last longer. So that's definitely a good thing. Then you have what they call a blink, which essentially is short-range teleportation, which is great because you can teleport, you know, stuff across, you know, not a far distance. Like I said, short-range teleportation, which can be used to, you know, travel across bridges or whatever that are damaged or whatever. You can also go up walls with it. Then you have where you can upgrade that to where I think you can reach out further with the teleportation. Then you have one vitality, I think, or something like that, where you essentially increase the amount of health you have, and then the level 2 makes it to where you actually regain health faster when you take a potion or drink a health elixir or you eat food. That would be level 2. And then you have one where you can actually jump higher. You can just press and hold the jump button and it'll jump up twice. And so that's really great. And level 2 of that will make you sprint faster. Then you have dark vision, sorry about that. And essentially, it's kind of like night vision, in the sense that you can see through walls, and you can see rats and people. Well, when you level that up, you can actually see objects and materials that you're supposed to collect. And so, then you have also, let's see, I think you also have the heart. This dark heart or something like that, where essentially that will help you track down the runes that there is in the game, and the bone charms that you have in the game that enhance the game. The runes are what you use to unlock the new abilities, and the bone charms give you added abilities like drinking from a faucet will replenish your mana slightly and stuff to that extent. But that kind of covers some of the powers that you have in the game. So I'm going to go ahead and real quickly kind of discuss my point of view of the game. It was very addictive, and as I stated before, it's a game that I see myself playing again later on. Not immediately, but maybe in a few months go back through and playing again. It was definitely, for me, worth the purchase. I heard that somebody beat the game going full throttle through it, you know, just taking everybody out, not looking for runes or nothing, and beat the game in like 4 hours, I think, which is insane. But they said if you do it that way, it'll take about 4 to 5, maybe 6 hours. And if you take the stealth approach and all lethal approach, it'll take 15 to 20 hours. Now, I spent about 15 or 16 hours on it. It's 9 chapters long. You can spend anywhere between an hour to 2 hours per chapter. So it's definitely something that's lengthy. And I was expecting it to be open world. It's not. I mean, it's a linear game, but you do have, like, side quests and stuff that you can do. And sometimes the side quests will actually help you out. So that's definitely a plus. So I was definitely glad to see that it was definitely past, you know, 8 or 10 hours. And I just overall really enjoyed the game. I found myself loving it a lot. It's one of my favorite games of the year. One of the problems I would have to say that I have with the game, now this is kind of personal choice. Cannon was stating that he had this problem with the game, is that when you start off, you don't have any abilities whatsoever. You just have your knife and you have your bow, your crossbow. And so he was kind of disappointed that you didn't start off with any abilities from the start. I could understand where he was getting at, because it'd be kind of hard to do the whole non-lethal thing from the start. But I kind of enjoyed it, though, because you're starting off fresh, you know, you don't have any abilities natively. It's not until about 30 minutes to 40 minutes into the game before you even get your abilities, so you're kind of walking around without any of those abilities at first. When you finally do get them, you get the blink where you can teleport, and so, but the, like I said, that's just, you know, personal choosing, and it's not too much of a problem for me. But it is kind of a problem a little bit that there's not a few more. I was expecting maybe about 2 or 3, maybe 4 more powers, because they had already told us so much, and I didn't realize, oh my gosh, you've told us the majority of your abilities that you have. I forgot one. There was one where if you actually start attacking people, sword fighting with people, killing a lot of people, it actually allows this, like, rage mode where you can press triangle and it'll do, like, this brutal fatality kill on somebody. And when you upgrade to level 2, you can actually kill multiple people with that. But, I mean, it's just, the thing is there's some situations where you're like, okay, I wish I had a little bit more powers. But then there's some situations where it's like, no, I don't need more than what I have. And although it would have been nice to start off with all your abilities whenever you got them and, you know, have level 1 of them at least. But, like I said, for me, it wasn't completely necessary. That's the whole fun of the game is, oh my gosh, which one am I going to choose? You know, I got to find these runes so that I can make it further, make the game a little bit more easy, you know, a little bit easier for me to play, easier to get through. But overall, the difficulty was really there. I was playing on normal difficulty, and it definitely was hard. It was definitely challenging. I find myself spending 5-10 minutes sometimes just trying to figure out how to take out 2 guards. I mean, because if one of them set off alarm, then you would have multiple guards coming at you, and that's when you'd be, you know, stuck in a rock and a hard place, you know, where you would just be stuck fighting all these guards at once. So, I mean, like I said, I really find myself enjoying this game. It has a lot of twists and turns in the story. So, I mean, you think you know how the story is going to go, and it goes a completely different direction. I've heard, actually, real quickly, I've heard that if, depending on if you kill a lot of people, will depend on how the game ends for you. And I was pretty well satisfied with how my game ended. So I'm not going to spoil that. But it's just kind of hard for me to put into words how much I love this game. I mean, it is one of my favorite games of the year, and the anticipation was great, and, well, you know, it was well done in the end. You know, it was worth the wait. And so I'm excited to see what they do next, if they do another game similar to this. I would be glad to pick it up if they do another one that's like this. Visually, it looked great. I love the steampunk-esque feel the game had and put off. And one last thing before I end this podcast. This game really tugged at my heart. I felt a lot of emotions for the main character. You're really feeling for him and the Empress's daughter. I found myself in situations where my heart was just racing. I'm like, oh my gosh, what's about to happen? You know, am I about to die? Because you would have parts where you were slowing down time. That's another one. You can bend time. And then the second level, you freeze time completely and nobody realizes what you're doing. But I'd have times where the time's starting to come back to normal and somebody would be right there in my face with a gun. And I'm your heart starts getting racing, like, oh my gosh, am I gonna be able to kill this guy? Or, you know, you see, oh man, I got this guy in front of me and I got this guy to the right. You know, am I gonna be able to have enough time to kill this guy and come over here and kill this guy before the time's up on the slowing down time? So it definitely gets your heart racing. It's a very exciting game, and you're just it's a roller coaster ride full of emotions. I think I would say that my rating real quickly is probably a 9.5. I thought this was a very strong game. Definitely check it out though. If you're into stealth games, definitely check it out. Just give it a try. It's definitely addictive, and it's one that you can continue going back to and playing over and over again with all the different paths, because this is one that you can kind of, you know, tell somebody, hey, I was on this mission, what did you do? Oh, okay, well, I did this, you know. So it's definitely an experience. But thanks for listening.